Mark chapter 5, verses 37 to 40. Two miracles. The tenth, look at these two miracles. Mark chapter 5, verses 37 to 40. Remember, Jesus is going with Jairus back to his daughter. She's dying, but now the news has come that she has actually died. Ignoring what they said when they told her, Jairus, this news, why do you bother the master anymore, the teacher anymore? Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe. And then we get this. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. He restricted it to these three. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion, a din, a racket going on, a wailing, with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. Actually, I prefer the old King James, the authorized version here. They laughed him to scorn. Mark chapter 5, verses 37 to 40. The child was dead. Now, what Jesus said, she is not dead. The child is not dead, but asleep. She was literally dead, but he knew what he was going to do. Don't misread. This doesn't mean she swooned or fainted. This is a real miracle. This crowd knows she's dead. She's been dead for some time now. This is not the end. This is what Christ is saying. The wailers knew what they were about. Oh, yeah, it wasn't make-believe. And they laughed him to scorn. She's not dead. Well, she is dead, man. Are you off your rocker, you stupid? And you can hear it. Dismissing him. Go away. He is the Son of God. We won't use that kind of language. I know, but these people did. There's an uproar. There's a commotion. There's a despair. Now, I wouldn't have known what this was, but of course, in recent years, we've seen Middle Eastern crowds at funerals and so on, and the wailing is immense. And there's professional wailers and so on, and so on. They know how to wail. There's no hope here. It's an end of everything. You see, so why has this poor girl died? Why has all this happened? These questions come up. It's no good saying they don't come up. They do come up. It's no good saying you can't ask the reason why. I remember when my wife died, a minister wrote to me, and he said, I used to say to people, you can't say why. But Jesus said, why, to the Father, if it's possible? Why have you forsaken me? And so on. We do feel it. Well, one answer is it because of her sin? Is it because of her sin? Well, in general, yes, because we're all under the fall, and this is the ruin. This is Romans 8. We're all under the bondage of sin. We're all under the fall of sin. In a general sense, it's so. But any particular sin, any particular guilt, I see no evidence of that. I'd rather see John 9:3. This is for the glory and the honor of God. And this is what it is here. In general, of course, death comes because of sin. And I'm a fallen man. You're a fallen person listening to me. And I shall die, and so will you. There is no escaping of it. But it's Romans 8. The whole creation is in groaning bondage, nature as well as me. Even the natural world is decaying and dying. Will you admit it, my friend? Tears and fears and misery and sin. This is what the result is. Sin. This is the cause of it. Death comes from sin. Ephesians 2, 1 to 3. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6, verse 23. The fall comes to bring this. The fall brought in this consequence of death. For as in Adam, all die. Now, Jesus does not play to the crowd here. He restricts the group going with him to the three. But look at the confidence, the assurance, the calmness of Christ here. She's not dead. It's all right. Don't be alarmed. He's already said to Jairus, no, you go on believing. Go on believing. I know what I'm going to do. This is what he's telling Jairus. I can do it. And he gave this word of assurance, but they laughed at it. They mocked at it. Now, here's the reaction, my friend. What is your reaction? I'll tell you one reaction. Mark 9:24. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief, but Lord, I do believe. Or laugh to scorn. Which is it for you, my friend? Oh, no, well, I don't tell you. Yes, you do. You're either for Christ or against him. You either laugh him to scorn, dismiss him, ignore him, whatever you want to say, or else you believe and submit. Do you believe? Will you believe now? I speak to myself as a believer. Will I go on believing, trusting? I speak to you, believer. Will you go on believing, trusting? I speak to you, unbeliever. Will you change and repent and come to Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Perhaps Ray Palmer's words will help you. They're familiar, but don't despise them because of that. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Saviour divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. O may I from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, here is the believer speaking. O may my love to thee pure, warm, and changeless be, a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, this poor Jairus is going through a dark maze here, and griefs around me spread, do you know it? Perhaps I'm talking to somebody like that. Be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's transient dream, this life's a dream, my friend, when death's cold, sullen stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Saviour, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above, a ransomed soul. My faith looks up to thee. Will you look to Christ, my friend? That's what I see here. The crowd's laughing. The child's dead. Give in, give up, it's all over. But if you look to Christ, all will be well. Depart from the crowd and come to Christ, I plead with you.